everybody. Welcome to Rebrew with KJ and Melvin.
I already opened mine, so I'm going to simulate the sound. Ready? You have surround sound on right now. I hope you're in your car.
Yeah, I hope
playing this.
You have your
AirPods with spatial audio.
Audio spatial. That's you got me hooked on that.
Hooked.
Air Max.
The AirPod Max.
And now I can't listen to anything in any other way.
Well, I wore those here last week when I was working in Sean, and I didn't have my contacts in. So I was wearing my glasses, which are like clear Oakley, like prescription glasses.
Yeah.
Because it looks like you're going to the shooting range.
Oh, it kind of does when you wear this. If they were a little more rounded.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. I was like, yeah, it sure does.
Well,
sure
welcome does. To Rebrew.
Welcome.
So today we are in studio. Because
Studio.
Studio, because we have had a hard time. If you are a brewery listening to this and you would like us to come in, we're having a hard time with scheduling.
Very.
I don't know if it's like summertime and people are just like all willy-nilly and everyone's on vacation. But I mean, the beginning of the year, we had a pretty steady schedule and then it was just, you know. So if you would like us to come into your brewery, if you're someone who has a brewery or connections with a brewery and you're like, yeah, I want you in there and we can get you in XYZ day, we're here for it because we've got a list of like five or six that are kind of just, we don't have them on the calendar yet. They're like, yes, we want you to come in, but we don't have them on the calendar, or we had them and then they got to get rescheduled. So let's just jump into it today. Melvin and I are not at a brewery. We are in studio and we are bringing our own local drinks to the table today, literally to the table.
Literally.
What do you have?
Oh, so I have rainbow colored glasses, which is actually one of my favorite sours. It's actually from Florida, Tallahassee, a little bit further, obviously, from us. But Ology Brewing, there is one in Tampa now, actually. So pretty cool in Seminole Heights. This particular one is from Tallahassee, but you can get it here locally. So Ology is one of the places I do want to do an episode in the brewery. So I'm super excited about that. So if you're listening or if I can send this to you, please have us at your brewery.
I think we should send that clip specifically to them.
Send that clip specifically.
Mm-hmm. Be like, hey.
This is one of my favorites. It's a rainbow sherbet inspired sour. So if you know me, you know I like sour and you know I like weird. And this one just is refreshing.
Weird sour. That's sour. How I describe you when someone's like, well, how's it like to work with Melvin? Yeah. I'm like, it's like a weird sour.
That's
what I say. Sour Patch. He's a weird Sour Patch Kid.
Sour Patch Kid.
I am drinking a cider, obviously, because most of you know I am gluten-free. So most ciders are. And this one's from Keel Farm. So Keel and Curly Farms out in Plant
City. Yeah, near Plant City.
Yeah. I've been there, and it's actually a cool venue. They do weddings and stuff there,
cool.
too. Keel and Curly, we'll send this to you as well. We'd love to come to your venue and do one there. But this is their Elderberry cider. So
elderberry cider.
Yeah. So today's really topic, good. What are we talking about today?
Oh man. We have so much. I feel like it's been so long.
Summer really killed us.
Summer really did kill us. You know, kids are back in school soon though, so that'll be nice to get some of our life back there.
Like 4 weeks.
I know if you're a parent you're probably like, yes, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
You forget how much you like them to be in school. I mean, we complain when they're in school because I feel like they get out so early. But when they're out completely all the time.
Well, you have an elementary school student. So, yeah, they get out early. But, like, our kids don't get out till 4:30.
Oh, see, that's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's super late. And then we have one going into high school, and he gets out at 3:30. But our kids ride our bikes to school.
Nice.
I know. It's like we live in the 50s.
Look at that. I'm here for that. I don't think I trust him to ride his bike yet.
Oh, well, yeah. There's a lot of trust you got to have for sure.
A lot of that. But, no, today's topic is going to be pretty cool. We want to kind of discuss, like, figuring out your why. You know, I'll let Carrie kind of dive into a little bit more. This has been something that's heavy on her heart lately, is just understanding what your why is. Kind of diving into it, I think we were talking about earlier, a lot of people are just so surface level with their why.
Mm.
It's like,
I want to be.
Yeah.
I want to have money. Okay, why?
No shit, Sherlock. Don't we all?
We need money.
But what's your purpose for money? And then I want to pay my bills. Okay, cool. But what's the end goal when you're debt free? You know, like, what is your ultimate end goal? Are you investing? Are you buying a company? Are you buying homes? Are you looking to Airbnb? Or like, what is your why? Are you looking to provide for your family in a different way? So many different things.
So I got to this desire to talk about this because one of the things I learned going through my history of my career is motivation only lasts you for so long.
Right.
Once you run out, and you will run out of motivation, discipline is what carries you the rest of the way. And if you do not have a why behind whatever it is that you're doing, the discipline is very hard to follow. You have a hard time sticking to it if there is not a why that anchors you to your goal. And I learned through several trainings that a lot of people have a hard time saying what their why is. They just they say, I want to be financially free. I want to have my control of my own schedule. Like, I want to do this. I want to do this. Those are directions to your why, but they're not the why. And people post pictures of like their kids and like, this is my why. Okay. Explain. More words.
right. What are you doing for them?
Right.
What is your end goal? Are you putting away for school? Are you putting away for a wedding? Like, are you, what are you doing?
Well, so some people, and I love this, and this isn't necessarily my why, but a lot of people will start, like, for real estate example, they want to build a legacy that they can hand down to their children and say, look, I've built this business for you. And this could be anything. This doesn't have to be real estate specific. It could be any business where you're like, I want you to have something that when I am ready to retire, I can hand it to you. And you have understood all of the sacrifices I've made and all of the challenges I've overcome and all of the joy I've experienced having this business. And now it's your turn. And so that's some people. The legacy is their why,
right.
and handing on something of value to their children, like a business, is their why. And I love that. That's not necessarily my driver. And we'll get into our individual whys in a minute. But that's where I really wanted to talk about.
Well, let's talk about that for a second then, right? The legacy part, handing it down to your children. This is something that my husband and I have talked about all the time. You know, you see it you see it too often. I mean, I kind of grew up in that environment as well where, let me mute my watch. Never has this thing ever been on loud mode.
Rude.
When you're, right, ding. We talk about it more recently than not. You know, it's good to build the legacy for your kids, but like, make sure that's what they want too.
Oh.
You know, don't put your efforts into something and just force them into something they may not even be passionate about. Because one thing in this industry is like, if you're not passionate about what you do, it's almost in every industry, really. If you're not really passionate about what you do, then you're not going to do it to the fullest ability. You know what I mean? Like, you're just going to be making the paycheck. And you've seen it in movies. You've seen it with personal friends maybe where it's like, the kid's like, I don't want to go down that path. Actually, you know what I just saw it on that really triggered me was Gordon Ramsay. Gordon Ramsay had an interview with his son, and his son was there, and his son was talking about how he likes to just make instant, you know, rice and stuff, and he's like, I don't have the patience to do what you do, Dad. He's like, well, I'm doing this for you, and he's like, I don't want to be a chef. He's like, I don't want to be a chef. I'd rather just microwave my stuff in 3 minutes and have it done. He's like, what you make is phenomenal. He's like, but I'm not spending an hour and a half trying to make a dish of rice.
Right.
You know, so like for his son, That's you look at Gordon Ramsay, it's not his passion to become a chef. It's his dad's passion. You know, so if he was to hand down the business to, say, his son, holy moly, unless he has something in place where it's like, hey, you're going to manage it, but, like, this guy's got the passion, like, whatever.
Right.
But don't, I would say to you guys, like, figure out, obviously when they're young, you don't know, mm-hmm. you know, but always have a plan B. Always have a plan B. You know, don't just assume your kids are going to grow up and want to be just like you.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, I always go by the offer the buffet type way of doing things where it's like, I'm going to offer you this and you can take from this buffet whatever you need.
Right.
You know, are you a crab legs or are you a loaded baked potato? Like, what are you? I know we just ate, but I'm like, la, la, la. What do you want? I'm offering these things to you. So if you've got like a business that you're looking to hopefully pass down to your children because you know it's profitable, you know it's something that you really enjoy, but it's not something that they really enjoy. You can offer other things. You can offer a line of equity, you know, based on the fact that you have a profitable business.
Right.
There's other things that you can do once you are at that level, and then offering, hey, if this is something you want to do. There's a group down in South Shore, down like Bradenton area, if you're not from Florida. Like south of Tampa, there's a group down there, and the mom and dad run the real estate group, and now all three siblings are licensed agents, and they all are in the top 10 in their
legit.
And I don't think they all originally wanted to,
right?
But they all found themselves doing real estate differently. And mm-hmm. if you meet them, this is the Welch Group. If you meet them, they're all very, very individual people with different goals and ways of doing business, but they're all very successful. And they right. have taken on the legacy of their parents and have carried it on. So I'm sure Kathy, and I'm not sure of her husband's name, but them together have, that was their plan all along. Like, they wanted their whole family to be involved. And I love that.
It's cool. Now, I mean, even with that, I mean, like, let's look at their why, right? Obviously, we don't know them. This is just me speculating, just things that could be out there as to why they do what. Sometimes you have to do what you don't really want to do to be able to achieve what your end why mm-hmm. may be. You know what I mean? Like, for them, you know, just an example. Obviously, I don't know that this to be true or not. I'm just making this up. But for them, maybe they realized financially, like, going the real estate route for them made sense. It's what they know. It's what they grew up in. It's what they have access to. It's the cards they were dealt. Maybe their end goal isn't to do real estate forever, but they need to make enough money to basically
open a restaurant,
open a brewery. Maybe they want to, you know, maybe they want Airbnbs. Maybe they want to have a bunch of different homes all over the country that they could rent out or invest. But sometimes, like, you know, you got to do what you're good at and what it's the cards you were dealt. You kind of have to suck it up, buttercup, and just, you know, do the work.
Yeah, that's hard.
Make the money to achieve your ultimate goal. I mean, I could tell you personally, you know, and being on the mortgage side, I wasn't really too passionate about doing the loan part, you know, but I understood, like, man, that's where a lot of the money is, right? So I did what I had to do to make the money that I needed to build the relationships that I needed to get me to where I'm at today. You know what I mean? So was that, did I go in that saying, this is going to be my favorite job in the world? No, but it was the job that made sense at the time financially, and it helped me achieve my set goals to get to my why.
No, that's very fair. And that's what a lot of people find themselves in, and then not having an exit strategy will be their downfall there, because they just get stuck in the comfort zone.
Comfort zone.
Right, like, if I'm sure you've heard the sayings, like, you're never going to grow unless you get into the uncomfortable zone.
Yep.
If you stay in your comfort zone, there's no growth there. It's just like a happy little homeostasis. Ooh, big college word.
Homeostasis.
And if you stay there, there's no growth.
Yeah,
you've got
true.
To get to somewhere where, and a lot of the times, I love using analogies, like, you're a seed, right? And you've planted yourself in the dark, and you need these things to grow. Once you get these things to grow, then you shoot through the ground and you start to grow into whatever flower plant tree that you're supposed to be.
Right.
So you have to think about it in terms of that when you're thinking about your career, but when you're deciding what it is, why you're doing something, maybe it is to an extent just to get money. But like I'll go ahead and share mine. My goal, my why, is I want to live on about 8 to 10 acres.
Ooh.
Yep. And when people hear this about me and they know me, they're like, I just don't see this. I don't see this. And I'm like, that's because I'm not there yet. It's in here. But I want 8 to 10 acres. I want to basically live off the land that I have. I want to grow my own fruits and vegetables, have chickens and goats and things. Yeah, I know. And I want to be able to bring my family down from, like, my mom, my dad, my sister, my aunts. You know, my aunt is widowed. My parents are getting older. My sister and her man need somewhere to go at some point. Like, if we all want to be together, I want to be able to have the land in which they can build on, and then also be able to teach my own children how to live off of the land and to be self-sufficient. But bigger than that is I would like to establish courses where people can come learn how to make their own bread, like learn a gardening class, learn how to, like, farm an area, not real estate farming.
Right.
Very different. But, like, actual farming.
You want to till the land.
Yeah. And there's things that you don't know.
You'd be the only person with a red John Deere. I already know.
Got
it.
John Deere red.
You have that red edition John Deere.
John Deere, if you're listening, if you make a red edition, I will. I was going to say something crazy.
Just sponsor one of the episodes. We'll drive that into the brewery.
So my ultimate goal is to do that and then teach others how to do that. And guess what you need in order to do that? Money. You need money.
You need money.
So my goal right now, everything that I do is to that end. And it is never a day that I wake up where that's not my goal, where I'm like, what am I doing today? Why am I even doing this? Like, because I have established that this is what I want to do with my life, those days don't happen to me. Right. I am focused and I can wake up with, even if I'm just so dead tired, I don't want to do anything, I'm like, listen, I'm never going to get that land. And I'm never going to be able to have
it. Never gonna get it.
And I just won't have it if
right.
I don't
if
do what I need. And so, not that this is part of this episode, but part of my manifestations and my meditations and my journaling is all geared towards that. I visualize myself on this piece of land. I visualize my entire family there with me. I visualize myself teaching classes there on a regular basis. And if I don't, I almost feel like at this point, if I don't do that, I'm never going to get there. So establishing your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you starting a brand new career in real estate? Why are you starting a brand new restaurant? Why are you starting whatever entrepreneur
title?
Ship. Title. Why are you doing that?
Why am I in title?
Why are you in title? Why are you in title? So, yeah. Why are you? So it's just, I know people have a hard time because when I am in trainings with other people and they're like, oh, write down your why. They're like,
oh, I know. Blank.
Bleh. So let's talk about
And then
about
it does
that.
Become like just basic. To pay my bills.
Yeah, to pay.
Okay, but.
But any job.
Let's assume those are done. Let's assume those are gone.
Right.
Now what's your why?
Right.
It has to be way deeper than just the surface level obvious stuff.
Right. And a salary
will never get
you anywhere. Right. Salary is going to pay your bills. Now what?
Bills. Now what? Invest. Do something smart. I did a bunch of dumb stuff when I was younger. So.
Everybody does.
Yeah. Yeah. My why has shifted quite often. Man, I don't know. So my why, to deep dive into my why, obviously I've mentioned it a few times on a couple episodes. You know, I do really wholeheartedly, like, I want to own a brewery.
Mm-hmm. What do you need to have a brewery?
Oh my gosh. Everything.
Money
people, networking. Like,
yeah.
There's so much you need, you know, but that's my ultimate end goal, you know. But the reality is before I even get there, you know, it's like you got to do the right things in the right order. You know, so for me right now, the main concern is, you know, just basically eliminating debts on the way to that ultimate end goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so doing, you know, you got to make shifts sometimes. You got to make jumps. That's why I'm on the title side now. I took a risk, took a leap, took a jump, and it's paying off pretty well. See, I'm pretty stoked with the direction everything is going, you know, but I don't think a lot of people have the balls, for lack of a better word, to take some of those jumps. Like, they don't. You know, and if they do, they're always doing this lateral thing where they start over, and then 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 they just feel, like, stuck. Like, well, I don't know what I want to do.
You were very adamant that you did not want a lateral move.
Correct. I made it very sure that I needed to make sure I was leaping forward, not taking any steps backwards.
Or sideways.
Sideways, you know. I didn't want to be stagnant in any form or fashion. You know, we're over a month in now, and, you know, my job role's changed 3 times, and it's been phenomenal. You know, with every change of role comes a new set of tasks and tools and things that I can do to help others, and I'm here for it. My ultimate end goal, though, is my why is, one, I want to open up a brewery for sure. You know, I want a big meeting spot where people can feel comfortable, come out to hang out, network, get to know people, build memories. I'm a big memory person. I love memory making. I want someone.
Is that why you changed our theme in our chat to Inside Out?
Yeah.
Because of our core memories?
Core memories. So cute. Love that movie. Oh, so cute. Tore me up. I'm a little mad Bing Bong didn't come back, but it's fine. I was really hoping for Bing Bong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I needed a Bing Bong moment because he ripped my heart to shreds last
time.
He
was amazing. I know.
And I was like, oh, he's alive somewhere in the memories or something. Nope, no Bing Bong.
No, he gone.
So mad.
He had to go, though. You remember, he had to go in order for Riley to move on.
Oh, listen.
Anyway, lose your Bing Bong.
Anxiety must have took my Bing Bong memory and shredded it because, ugh. Anyway. But no, I mean, ultimate goal is the brewery. You know, I'd say kind of a sub goal there is, you know, I've always wanted to own kind of the same thought process of, like, land. Like, I would definitely like a nice chunk of land. I love being a homebody. Like, I love my house. I love spending time there. I love just, like, you know, with our job, we're always on the go mm-hmm. and talking and networking. And, you know, by the end of the week, social battery's like on E. You know, so I'm just like, I just want a nice home. I love my house. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, you
but like, I'm dad. I want to do a custom build so bad. And I know it takes a lot to get there, but mm-hmm. like, I want a custom build on a piece of property with like a pond or a lake or some sort of water somewhere. Mm-hmm. You don't have to dig the hole myself, figure it out.
dig the hole, put the water in.
You know,
myself.
But yeah, I just want like a nice custom build. I want to be able to say, this house is exactly what I've always wanted, you know, and just build that all out. And it takes a lot of work to get to that point, you know, and that's kind of a shallow why, I guess.
It's not shallow.
But I like to educate people. So, like, I mean, that's really the fuel behind everything that I do is I love the excitement and the energy that I get from helping others, you know. So
I think that's
I want to achieve my why.
We're good at what we do. Is that is our driving factor yeah. with almost everything that we do.
Yeah.
Is everything we put out is to help.
Yeah.
It's never to take.
No.
Nothing that we do is to take. It is literally to help. And if you are so inclined to do business with us because you feel gratitude for your help that you've been given, then we're happy to take your business. Right. But we're going to help you no matter what.
But I want to be able to say I got to my why through helping others, not through like, I don't want to step on people. I don't want to run up the ladder. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be that person. You hear those stories about those people who, you know, climb the corporate ladder and knock everybody off on the way and create all these bad experiences. Like, I don't want any negative experience. I want to get there the right way. You know, I want to meet the right people, network the right with the right groups, mm-hmm. and find my way to get there. And if I can achieve my why while helping others too, like, what I mean by that is, if I made a connection with a custom home builder, I'd love to use my connection and keep it in like the friends group. You know, mm-hmm. same thing when it comes to buying the land or using title or finding a realtor. Or, you know, I want to keep it all somewhere where I can help others grow themselves and give them an opportunity maybe they didn't have prior to and achieve that ultimate goal. But it's got to be more than just, I want to have a nice life for my children. Well, what does that look like?
Well, let's take it back one step further, because I was listening to a podcast this morning, and if you were to, I mean, today's whatever day, Monday, but if you listen
to today's whatever day,
it literally, I texted you earlier, time is an illusion, days don't matter, but I was listening to a podcast today, and on my story today, before we got in here today, I was talking about this podcast, Ed Milet. Mm-hmm. If you have not listened to or heard of Ed Milet, MYLETT. Please go Google him and possibly listen to his podcast, his show, the Ed Milet Show. Today he was talking with Dr. Doty, D-O-D-Y, I believe, and or D-O-T-Y. Either way, he was talking about the neuroscience behind manifestation. And one of the topics that they brought up was the intention behind what it is that you want, right? And some people say, oh, I want to make $10 million. I want to drive a Ferrari. I want to live in a nice house. I want to date all the models. Like, these are surface level desires, right?
Right. Well,
most of the time, if you asked people who are very successful, like Ed Milet, Grant Cardone, Tony Robbins, I mean, the list goes on. They all went through the phase where they got all those things, the Lamborghinis, True. The, you know, all this stuff. And then they were like, this stuff does not make me happy. But then they go on to give back to their community, and that's where they find the joy.
Yep.
So when you are deciding what your why is, some people will be like, I want to have these things so people know that I did well. So people, I can prove them wrong. I can prove that I did what I said I was going to do. I tell my high school friends that, you know, they never believed in me, and now I own my own business and I drive a Ferrari. Okay, cool. But But after you do that, then what?
Then what?
Then what are you going to do?
Right.
Like, there's no driving factor after that. And a lot of people get to that point, and there's two paths you can take at that point. It's either stop and be comfortable, or either fall further down from that point, you know?
Yep.
Or change the direction and your intention behind what it is that you're doing and continue forward with usually a path that gives back, right? It's that hand that reaches back towards the other people that are going towards the same goal and say, let me help you get to where I am. And if you're on the woo-woo side of life, which I am.
The woo-woo side of life.
That is where you will find things get a little easier for you, because you are doing things in the act of the better good. Not selfishly, not for your own, you know, gratification. You are doing things for the better good, meaning that you are bringing other people along with you on your journey and bringing them up as well. I find that the most successful people that are happy are doing this.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's where I wanted to talk about. It was just when you're just determining what your why is and you're writing it on your mirror or you're writing it on your vision board or you're saying it every morning in your journal or whatever it is that you're doing, that why needs to be something that you have sustainability with.
Yeah.
It's going to carry you through the ups and downs. It's going to get you past that, hey, I made $10 million. My why was to make $10 million. Like, the reason I'm doing my job is to make this much money. Okay, now that you've done that.
Now that you've done that, now what?
Now what?
Now my why is $20 million. Oh, okay. Well,
okay. You didn't learn anything.
Yeah, what are you doing along the way to lift others up on your, you know, path to success? You know, that's what I look at. It's like, what are you doing to help build others up? One thing I wrote down the other day, I texted it to you actually, too.
Of course.
It'll be an episode, hopefully. I can kind of do a full episode on this one, but it was create opportunities for opportunities.
Ooh.
You know, like, so
say
when
that
you're
again.
Create opportunities.
For those in the back.
Create opportunities for opportunities.
Ooh, that's good.
I loved it. I heard it and I wrote it down immediately. I think I was driving, so I talk-texted it to Carrie because I couldn't. Siri wouldn't add it to my notepad that day. So
you were sending me just random.
just random things with no context. I was like, just, you're my notepad.
He's on a roll.
You're my notepad here. And then it's funny because, like, sometimes I'd be like, send it to Carrie. And it's like, who did you mean? Nope, did not mean. I mean KJ. My bad. Even Siri's confused.
I know.
But no, like, create opportunities for opportunities. And like, that could dive right. I mean, that could blend right in with your if, like, your why, your if. It's a great movie. you know, with your why, it's like you also got to achieve your why. You got to create some opportunities for these things to happen. You know what I mean? Like, if your goal is to open a brewery, you need to go out and meet some people in the brewery environment to, like, even make sure that makes sense for you. Like, mm-hmm. You know, you may meet a couple people, have a couple conversations, and be like, ooh, shit.
I don't want to do this.
Running a brewery is a lot more than I wanted. Mm-hmm. Not for me. You know, and on top of that, like, thinking... I forgot his name. There's this guy on Instagram I saw years ago. If you guys all may have seen him, but I was kind of like, it kind of ties in with the why thing. And he was on stage doing like a speech thing, presentation, and he was talking about his success. And what he was using as a reference point was his Bugatti. And he says, and I'm going to Cliff Notes the hell out of this, so don't quote me on anything. I'm just going off the dome here because this is what stuck
and
with
I
me.
Quote.
He said, I don't give a damn about this car. And I'm going, well, it's a 2 point something million dollar car on, like,
really?
A bad day. Yeah. 2 million plus all
for
day long.
A car?
For a car. And he basically said, I don't care about this car. I don't want to drive this car. I didn't even really want this car, but I got the car.
Why did you get the car?
So glad you asked. So glad you asked. That was not even planned. So let me tell you why he got the car. He got the car because for him, being an entrepreneur, that car was his ticket into events that he could never go to otherwise.
Oh.
So he spent the $2 million plus on this car just to be able to network with the type of people that he wanted to do business with.
Interesting. He's enriching his circle.
Exclusive invites to exclusive dinners, exclusive parties, only for this top tier group of humans who have this specific vehicle, right?
Interesting.
He said that was his ticket into the group of people that he otherwise would not ever be able to associate with. As a result, he's made double, if not triple, quadruple the amount of money than that car is worth off of the business relationships that he made going to those types of events.
It's pretty smart.
So then he took it and broke it down to another level for people, right? For us normal folk, we can't get a $2 million Bugatti right now, right? But you
and
may
if
be,
you can, please contact us at rebrew.com.
Right, right. You may be able to get in with your Porsche car group. You know, you may be able to get in with your Rolex friends or mm-hmm. your watch or jewelry people, right? There's ways that you can easily attain that particular goal, but you have to shift the mindset and really figure out what your why is, and you have to work towards it to get there.
So I don't want the car for like, oh, I want to look nice in my Instagram. It's literally for business purposes.
For business purposes. It was just to get invited to things he otherwise would not be invited
to. Can
he
write that off?
You know, probably. You know, put a logo on it, I'm sure.
I'm just going to write it off.
Yeah.
Write what off?
You know, but find what works for you to get in with the type of people you want to network with and do business with. You know, I tell people all the time, I've said it in a podcast before, like, you know, create the kind of content for where you want to be, not where you're currently at. And I stretch that to say, like, network yourself with the type of people you want to become.
Right.
And work your way towards that. You know what I mean? Like, and that could help you attain your why. And for me, it was, I need to make enough money now to pay off everything that I have so I can start working towards my goal.
Right, because once it's paid off, you don't stop putting that money to the side.
No.
You just turn it into something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't just accumulate the cash. Right. Some people are like, I'm going to pay off my car and then I'm going to have an extra $500 to spend every month.
No.
You're going to take that $500 and you're going to invest, or you're going to put it in a Roth, or you're going to
something.
You're
especially
not gonna
if you're so used to have already spending that kind of money every month.
Right.
You know, if you're already adjusted to, you know, whatever leftover you have after paying all your bills and now they're gone. Holy moly, that's investment money right there altogether, you know?
It's a mind shift.
It's a huge mind shift, you know? And I feel pretty ignorant, you know, for lack of a better word. Growing up, I didn't really focus a lot on those things. I was just listening to, I can't remember what it's a show or podcast or something, but I just remember listening or watching it.
It was probably a TikTok.
Could have been a TikTok.
Okay.
But it was along the lines of, like, military and how the military members are not maximizing their income, you know, and it's crazy to look back at it now because I spent, you know, 9 years in the military. I could have had a lot of, could have done a lot with that.
Yeah.
You know, while you're in the military, they're paying for your house, they're paying for this, they're paying for that, they're paying for your food, your allowance, your sustenance, your this. And the smart people are basically investing their money into homes while they're not living in one.
Mm-hmm.
They're deployed, they're here, they're in base housing, whatever. They're investing into properties and homes using their, you know, government military benefits. And they have just steady income. So when they get out of the military, even if they can't find a job, which we know is a huge issue for a lot of people, especially depending on where you've been, what your mental issues are, or, you know, PTSD or not, or whether you have, you know, trauma. Like, it's hard for some people to get jobs fresh out of the military, but some of these people are doing it right now. So when they get out, they still have all their income from their Airbnb or their rental home or their investment property or – and they're not paying for anything now. You know what I mean? So
I need a realtor to determine that their why is to teach young veteran or, you know, the ones who just enlisted how to use their money. I need them
that would be a class. Boy, that would be a class.
That was your whole goal in life, like live near a base and teach young veterans on how to use their money wisely so that they're not blowing it all.
Hey, well, you're deployed for the next year. Here's a way that you can make several thousand dollars a month doing nothing.
Right. And here's some tax write-offs you can get for this. And that.
Crazy.
If that's something you need, like, let us know. We'll bring you on the show.
Yeah, seriously.
Bring you on.
You know, but again, it does just kind of goes back to, like, figuring out how to possibly attain your why. Do it in the best way, do it with poise, do it with, I mean, oh my gosh, I'm trying to think of big words right now. My brain just went. Just do it respectfully and do it the right way, because people, here's what I found about doing things the right way. Too often we all focus on the negatives. When people do something wrong, they screw up, something happens, right? You know immediately. You don't often get the kudos for doing things the right way, right? Not at least vocally and visually, right? But what is your legacy? Like, what is it that you leave behind? If someone, and we used to do these trainings in, like, the corporate America world, like, what is your brand? Mm-hmm. If someone says your name, what's the first three things they say about you?
Red.
Right.
Real estate. I need another R.
Respectable. I don't know.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's a good one. No, but for me, it was like when I would do those tests, it kind of annoyed me because I had a lot of pride in myself for being, like, the best at everything I did, knowing all the answers to all the questions, being able to help people when they had, you know, needed things or whatever. But when that question was asked to a group of my peers, their responses were, hilarious, funny, spontaneous, crazy, loud. It was none of the three things that I was hoping that they would say.
Oh.
What stood out to them was the funny stuff.
Yeah.
And the personality.
Mm-hmm.
And that really made me step back, you know, and I'll leave you with this. If you don't know anything else to do, if you're trying to figure out like your why, your brand, your direction, be bold enough to ask some people. Even if you throw up a poll, throw up a poll on Instagram or something, or ask your peers and just be like, hey, what are the first three words that come to mind when you think of me?
I think you and I should do this today, right? Like right now.
We can.
When we get done.
Yeah.
Let's put it out there and see what it is.
Yeah.
So follow us on.
Figure out your brand. And if a group of people all have the same thought about you, then it gives you some firepower to know what you need to change, right? If everybody comes back and says, funny, you're like, well, damn, I wanted them to know that I'm like really good at real estate, or I'm really good at this. Then
I would say tech for you.
Okay.
Tech, social media. And I mean, I would say humor because it's a very big part of your personality.
Huge.
But like for me, in our relationship, like you are the tech person in my mind. Like there is no one I would ask anything tech related except
Inspector Gadget.
But there are some questions. If you are having a hard time determining what your why is, I do have some questions you can ask yourself. I do recommend doing what he just said and putting it out to your family, your friends, social media, whatever you have access to, and saying, what's the top three word? Like, and get a sense for what people have an idea about you. Like, are you on the right track? Because if not, that's very valuable information.
Very valuable, because then you know how to switch it up and be like, okay. And now they know I'm funny, so we can go ahead and get that out of the way.
Right.
So
I need them to know this. So how am I going to get them to know this about me?
Right.
Where my thoughts, where my goals are, what my, you know, spirituality, whatever it is that you're doing. Okay. So here's some questions. If you are trying to determine what your why is, maybe take out a piece of paper and kind of write the answers down to this. Write the questions down and then give yourself some time to think about these answers. What are my passions? So under passions, like what activities that make me lose track of time? You know, like what are those things that you do where you're like, holy crap, it's been 5 hours. I had no idea. That's a passion.
Music.
Yeah, it's something, whatever it is. What topics do I find myself reading about or researching all the time? So these all fall under your passion. So if you're often reading about politics, religion, you know, all the things you shouldn't talk about with your friends, if you find yourself researching, you know, science behind things or, you know, whatever it is, that may help you drive your thoughts to your actual passions. And then you can have an answer to what your passions are. What are my core values? Businesses that are running, especially small businesses now, having their core values written on the wall, like on a poster or something, is huge. And they'll say like integrity, compassion, you know, whatever it is. You need to determine what your core values are. Here's my suggestion. Google a list of 100 core values. Okay. And then read the list and highlight or mark or something the ones that stick out to you. Like, don't give yourself a limit. Just any of them. And then take the list that you have created and try to give yourself a top five. If you can't think of five, give yourself a top 10. Listen, there's no rules. There's no rules to this.
It's like Outbacks. No rules, just right.
No rules, just right.
Just right.
I don't know why I sound like that.
I don't know why you did that. It's like strips from the Barbie.
I don't know.
I love it.
So when you're thinking about your core values, what principles decide my decisions, right? When you're making decisions, what things do I think about when I'm deciding to go left, to go right, to go yes, to go no, to go, you know, whatever? What values do I want to instill in my children? So those could be very driving factors for you. If they're intrinsic for you, meaning that they're the things that are natural that you don't have to force out of yourself, then those are probably things that you need to list in your core values. What impact do I want to have? This is where it ties into what you said. How do I want to be remembered by others? And this is super morbid, but like you have a funeral, people stand up and talk about you. What do you want them to say? She was this, he was that. You know, what are those words that you want said after you're gone?
I want them to play like Sir Mix-a-Lot in my funeral. As they're rolling me out, I wanted to go dum 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 dum. And I want everybody to start to, like, you know how you just can't control yourself when that song comes on?
Yes.
That's what I want. And then put on an SD card and throw it in my casket in case I can watch it later.
Later in the afterlife. I love it. That's amazing. Okay, so what are my strengths and talents? Sometimes, especially as you get older, you start to determine things that you know you're not good at. It's very easy to determine what you're not good at.
Or listen to what people are saying.
Or that.
Because sometimes you think you're really good at something and the masses are telling you otherwise and you just don't want to believe it.
Like, Melvin, what am I not good at?
Showing up on time.
Time management.
not the best at being on time.
I'm the worst at it.
I send screenshots, addresses, locations, and somehow her GPS in her brain always thinks it's near 54 Realty. Doesn't matter where we meet in Land O'Lakes, it's definitely by 54 Realty.
I was like, why would he be anywhere else?
Why would I be anywhere else but on that side by Wesley Chapel?
Listen.
Yeah,
he literally sent me the screenshot with the address yesterday.
You know, in my head, I was like, maybe I should tell her to look it up first. I was like, no, she got the screenshot. She'll look it up.
Listen, you got a baby me.
Arnar.
Arnar. Silver Spoon. Not Silver Spoon, because that means like you're loaded. But
yeah,
like,
we're all good at something.
Right. I am not good at time management. But guess what?
It's hard. It is hard.
I'm really good at compassion and empathy. Those two things are very, very different.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good at those. And those things that don't require zero effort.
She'll be late to your funeral, but she will definitely.
I will love you
hard. She will be crying for the longest.
I will be the hardest one there. Listen. Okay. So what experiences have shaped me? If you're still deciding how to write your why, what experiences have shaped me? Oftentimes you can go back and be like, wow, that one time when I got fired for being late. Just kidding. But one time when, you know, this happened to me and this is my recollection of how I felt afterwards, or like things that I regretted about it or things that I really enjoyed about it. I mean, it doesn't have to be negative all the time. It could be something that you really found enjoyable and is kind of surprised you, maybe. Lean into those, because that's probably more on your life path than you realize. What gives me fulfillment and satisfaction? I think that's pretty self-explanatory. These questions, I feel like we've already talked about. What inspires me? What legacy do I want to leave? And what makes me unique? Uniqueness, I think we've I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to say on this one. Uniqueness, I felt like we've almost put conformity around uniqueness in our world right now.
Yeah.
It is almost, to be unique is to conform. So that could get political if you wanted it to. But what I'm really trying to say is, what's something about yourself that you feel is different than the people that are around you? And it could be the way you think. It could be the way you talk. It could be the way you act. It could be the little things that you do behind doors that people don't know about. And I'm not talking good, bad, ugly. I'm just talking like little things that you know that your friends don't do.
Yep.
You know?
Be unique.
Be you.
Be
Neek.
You.
Neek.
Neek.
I love it.
Again, in this industry, it's, you know, beating a dead horse with this, but what makes you different in the real estate world, what makes you different in your business, especially if it's a business that there's multiple versions of it or different, you know, companies that do the same thing, like what makes you unique is you. You. So if you pull out the you from what you do, then that just makes you like everybody else. And what makes you different then at that point? Like, why would I choose you over someone else? I think that's where we really thrive in our business, is what makes, you know, title's title. It's just title.
It's not cute. It's not sissy.
There's nothing glamorous about title. But what makes us successful in what we do is our uniqueness and our ability to help others. And, you know, we're very selfless in our business, and you'll see that in everything that we do, and that resonates. And same thing with you guys in the real estate world, is be unique in what you do. Find what it is that makes you tick. Find what it is that makes people love you, and focus on that now. And understand, like, on your path to figuring out your why, you're not going to be good at everything you do. You're not going to be like an expert overnight on anything, you know, but apply yourself, write it down, discuss it with your significant other if you have one. You know, and just find out, like, what is our why? Like, why are we doing what we're doing? Why are we working our behinds off? You know, is it just to pay debts and be good? Or what's the end game? You know, I like to assume all that stuff's done. And then it's like, okay, now what? You got to think of the now what moment mm-hmm. and not just the goal that you're trying to attain. Like, okay, just visualize yourself already have achieved that goal. Now what?
Now what?
That's your why.
Now what or what if? What if?
What if
that was taken away? Are you still going to be happy? Mm. What if someone took away your big fancy house? What if someone took away or something happened to your Lamborghini? Or, you know, those materialistic type things, if that is where your mind currently is on your why. And I feel like this is a maturity type thing. Like, as you get older, your wants and needs change drastically. But if that's where you are at, you have to be okay mentally and spiritually and within yourself if you were to lose the things that you said made you happy. Because obviously that's not what made you happy. That's just the things that you're collecting, basically, and showing success, or you're showing that you've made it, or you're proving people wrong. But you still have to be happy within yourself when those things are gone. So what does that look like for you? And that oftentimes that doesn't mean that you made money. Sometimes money isn't the driver. It's just peacefulness.
Honestly, sometimes success isn't even money.
Right.
It could just sometimes you could be successful and be making the most minimal amount possible, which, okay, I'm going to wrap this up because we don't want this to be long. But again, TikTok, you know, I go down these rabbit holes. So there's the guy that walks around, you know, there's the guy that's like, what do you do for a living? And he asks about their cars or whatever, right? But there's another guy that literally will ask people like, hey, beautiful car, what is it that you do for a living? And then he expands on it, this guy. And one of the entrepreneurs, he said, like, he goes, listen, he goes, I was broke starting off. And he was driving like a Ferrari or something. He was like, I had no money. He was like, I started my business, ran out of money during the start of the business, ran out of money while I was owning the business. He was like, we didn't have any money. It was just like, I was living on a couch. I still had this business. He's like, but I did not give up. I knew what my end goal was with this business, and I knew in my heart that it would be successful. And he was like, you know, so I just didn't stop. You know, he's like, I had to beg, borrow, and steal to get to where I'm at. You know what I mean? He's like, and what he was relating to is not like in the negative sense. It was more like the bank sense. You know, he was like, mm-hmm. you know, I borrowed from here, borrowed from there, defaulted on this loan, you know, covered up with that loan with this loan, did that, did this, moved all this money around.
Do what you got
to
do.
I did what I had to do. And he's like, and now look at me. He's like, I just sit back. I make a lot of money. And he goes, and he's like, my goal is just, I want my employees to feel happy and to feel like they have the tools to be just successful, as successful as I am.
I love that.
So that part's huge. And we'll definitely dive into that a little bit more on the next episode. Just talking about, you know, leadership and what that looks like and when you should just get out of it. When you should find your own path. So stay tuned for that one, because that's been on my heart very heavily.
Yeah. So you can find us on all kinds of social media platforms.
Ooh, we're getting better with that word.
Gotta say it slow.
Getting better.
Platforms you can find. Melvin, I'll give you a chance to say yours in a second. You can find me on Instagram at realestatepartner4, like the number, life. That is my Instagram handle. And from there, it'll take you anywhere you want to go. You can go directly to my digital business card. That'll take you to all things Red Door Title. It'll also take you to all of my favorite professional growth books that I recommend. There's links there straight to Amazon, so you can go ahead and stack up your library. And then, Melvin, where can people find you?
MilestoneMelvin.com. Very easy. Melvin's with a Y, though. MelvyN. It's right here. Case you need it. For those on the screen, you know, if you're watching visually. Otherwise, just milestonemelvin.com. It takes you right to my digital business card, all of our events, social media, podcast. Everything's housed on there. So you'll see everything you can possibly ever want.
All right. And we will catch you next time for leadership.
Oof.
There's a name for it. We had it. Leadership. Oh, the mindset of leadership.
Boom.
There we go. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
I was going to say leading with leadership. Ooh.
We can change it.
This is how we roll. Our brains are just clicking, y'all. Have a wonderful day. Love you.
Bye.